Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Service continues on page 355 in the Great Book of Common Prayer with the Easter acclamation. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer.
There was nothing else.
You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Lord. Honor the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the Acts chapter 4. Now the whole group of those who believed were one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today is Psalm 133 from Oh, how good and pleasant it is.
My brethren, it is to have a community.
It is like fine oil upon a head
that runs down upon the beard.
Upon the beard of Aaron.
And that runs down upon the collar of his robe.
Is like the dew of Hermon
that falls upon the hills of Zion.
For there the Lord has ordained the blessing.
Life forevermore.
A reading from the first letter of John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He said to them, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands,
and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side. I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. We'll get it by the end of the Easter season, I have no doubt. So some of you may know that my license plate says, "I believe." It's spelled wrong, I know that, but it says, "I believe." And as you can imagine, that is a conversation starter in parking lots. Sometimes people will say, "Good for you," or "I believe too." More often, people say to me, "What do you believe?" And I used to say, "I believe in Jesus Christ," and that was a conversation stopper. People would walk away very quickly. So now I say to them, "Well, what do you believe?" And that starts a conversation. Some people tell me they believe in fairies or unicorns, and I say, "Well, so do I." But once we have the conversation, I tell them that I have faith. I believe in Jesus Christ. It's a great way to evangelize. Not many are willing to do it. But it's one way to explain to people what it means to believe. And that's what we're talking about today, is what we believe. And as you know, the word believe has many different layers and connotations and understandings. It can mean trust, or credit, or give credence to, or rely upon, or depend on, or swallow something hook, line, and sinker, like "you believed that," or to fall for, to go for, or to buy, or to be of the opinion that, or to think that, or imagine that, or have confidence in. And that's where the meaning gets a little more depth to it. We consider it as honest, as truthful, as trustworthy. It's taken as gospel. When we say we believe, it's more like fidelity. It's that loyalty and trust, like a Fidelity Bank. The name tells us that we can trust it. But the word in Latin is credo, which we know as creed. And when we say we believe, or in the Apostles' Creed, "I believe," what we're actually saying is, "I give my heart to this. I trust this with my whole being. I believe this hook, line, and sinker, and not in a gullible way. This is something I would give my life to. This is something I can trust and hang on to day in and day out, no matter what the circumstances." And that's how we come to today's gospel story, which is known about doubting Thomas, but is so much more depth and richness than just that. It says it's the first day of the week, and being the first day of the week, it means that it was the day that Jesus rose, resurrection day. And the disciples are in the upper room, and Jesus appears to them. The first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you." That's the resurrection hope. That's the resurrection kingdom. That's the resurrection life. Peace be with you.
And of course they were amazed, and he says, well, look at my hands and my side, it's really me. And then he said, just like the Father sent me, I'm now sending you. And so he breathed on them and breathed into them the Holy Spirit. He commissioned them to go and tell the stories. He commissioned them, gave them the strength, the courage, the knowledge to go and tell. Thomas comes home and they're full of excitement and telling him what just happened. And Thomas, you know, he says, I can't believe what you're telling me. That makes no sense. Unless I can touch it and see it, I can't believe. A full week goes by. A full week, but they're still in the upper room and they're still locked in. And Jesus appears again, and the first thing he says again is, peace be with you. And then he turns to Thomas, and he says to Thomas, go ahead, look at my hands, put your hand in my side. And Thomas no longer needs to do that. He proclaims, my Lord and my God. Jesus' invitation alone is enough for him to believe and to know who Jesus is. And Jesus says to him, do you believe because you can see and touch? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And the readings talk about coming to believe. It's a process. It's not easy. We don't want to take this in hook, line, and sinker. We want a little bit more evidence. It's easier for us if we can touch and taste and see and hear. Yesterday, we celebrated William of Ockham. He died in 1347, and he was a Franciscan monk. He was also a really noted philosopher and theologian. And he ran into trouble. The Pope called him to Rome and said, you've been teaching wrong doctrines. He was excommunicated. But in the end, he was reconciled with the church, and his philosophy and theology was considered to be the philosophy and theology of the 14th century. Now, you may know William of Ockham's name by the Ockham's razor. Ockham's razor is a way that we make decisions. And to put it simply, and that's what he did, he said it's a principle of simplicity. Like Dan Rather said, if it walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, quacks like a duck, you've got yourself a duck. But what he meant is, if your car stops working and you look down and the gas tank is on E, the most reasonable explanation is you're out of gas. And it makes no sense to come up with 10 other theories or hypotheses of what's wrong with the car without just going and putting in gas. The principle of simplicity. But according to the Internet Encyclopedia of Philosophy, his theology also, Ockham maintained a belief that God is a matter of faith rather than knowledge. Against the mainstream, he insists that theology is not a science, and rejected the alleged proofs of the existence of God. And that's what got him into trouble with the Pope. He kept saying, why are you trying to prove that God exists? That doesn't help people come to faith. Now, we like proof, we like science. We know that the sun comes up every day, every day, every day, because we have seen it. And of course, then, the scientists who say, actually, it doesn't come up every day, we spin around. At first, they were excommunicated as well. But we know we will see the sun every morning. That's the type of knowledge we like to have. The Lenten group read the book, Living His Story, and it's about evangelism, and it's for everybody, and it's a very simple way of telling your story. By living his story. And what the very first chapter talks about is talking about God, talking about Jesus Christ, doesn't bring people to belief. What brings people to belief is when I can say, I have seen I have seen, and I know I've seen miracles. I've seen times when God has been by my side and comforted me when I was distressed. I know in my heart, with all my heart, that Jesus helps me to make decisions, walks with me, talks with me. And we just sang a hymn in the first verse, we walk by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear from him who spoke, as none e'er spoke, but we believe him near. We believe with our hearts. I love the reading from 1 John today. We declare to you from the beginning what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. We declare to you so that you may also have fellowship with us and truly fellowship with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We're telling you our experience so that you may have fellowship with us and with Jesus Christ. We're telling you what we've experienced, how we know, how we've come to believe, how we can say the creed with our whole heart, not with our fingers crossed. And yes, it's a process. We get there slowly, we get there over time, and there's some days that are better than others. But in the end, we know that we've been given this incredible gift of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We can say with authority, we believe. So although we may not be ready to have the bumper sticker or to testify in the temple courts, we can here say, we believe. I invite you now to stand as you are able and join me in saying the Apostles' Creed, or the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and his Son. With the Father and his Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People's Form 6 on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. People in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world,
for all who work for
for the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel, and all who seek the truth.
For presiding bishop, for our bishop, for all other bishops and ministers, especially Reverend Lyon.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray for Kimberly, Jay, Jen, and John and family. Don M, Jim L, Ray, Dick, Amanda and Billy, Baba, Bonnie, Thurston, Dan, Laura, Ashton, Betty, Jerry, Julian, Ben, Cheryl, Jane, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jay and Valerie, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy, John, Marietta, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
For Arwen,
for Jeff, for Brad.
Hear us, Lord,
for your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For the safe birth of Lucia,
my son's birthday.
We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
For Mel.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give to you. My own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. And Gary, if I could have you stand up. So, as some of you may know, Gary proclaimed the gospel last week, and Gary has been here at St. James more than 10 years. We really don't have a record of when he came. It's part of the fiber of St. James. But last Sunday, you proclaimed the gospel here for the last time, and now you're sitting with Aubrey, which is lovely to see you worshiping together. But we want to give you thanks. Years that you're here. Please join me in thanking Gary. Just a couple of brief announcements. We're back, sort of, in pieces. When I first let you know we were reopening, I also asked for your patience and prayers and for patience. It's a bit of a bumpy road, but we're figuring it out. We're gathering, and we have people with us on Zoom that are gathering with us. So
So for now, we give thanks that we can be together, even if it's a little bit different than what we're used to. So I give thanks for each and every one of you on Zoom and here for helping us to stay together over the past year, to stay a community, to hold each other in love, and to walk together this interesting and difficult journey. Second thing is the vestry meeting is this Wednesday on Zoom. And as usual, if you're on the vestry, please attend on Zoom. If you're not, please pray for us, because this has been an interesting year in all kinds of ways. And I think that's all the announcements I have. I've forgotten anything. Oh, I don't know how many pounds, Leah, did we take to the pantry? March was like
169 pounds
of cleaning supplies, cake mix, paper goods. Thank you so much. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Amen. All things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for this glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death. And by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for for the remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward to receive in a single line, keeping distance between family groups, and to purell before you receive. You go back down the side aisles and then consume once you are in your seat. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Thank you.
body of Christ, the bread of life. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
Communion prayer is on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia. I invite you to let me walk down the center aisle so I can get to the back, and then to start leaving during the last hymn of Airplane Sound, you know, emptying the pews from the back to the front.
Thank you. Good to see you all. Have a great week.
Unmute. Good to see you. Good to be here.
Was that a better camera angle, Connie?
Yeah, that was better. Yeah.
Working on it.
The sound was tough, but real big echoes. But yeah.
Yeah, because the volume is on this.
Right.
You turn this off, then you can't hear.
Got it. Yeah, you were garbled a lot, but you know, we got the gist of it. It was good to see the church.
Can't win.
All right. Good job. Thanks for trying.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.